All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
Opening day at last. It's Thursday, March 28th, and the Yankees were in Houston to take on the rival Astros. Juan Soto's Yankee debut and Nestor Cortez got the opening day assignment. My recap, your reactions, coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Great game on opening day for the New York Yankees. They come back from down 4-0 early on in the game to win 5-4, five unanswered runs in the season's first game. Bradley White bringing back the pay that man his money from a couple of years ago with Aaron Judge. I don't know why it's not showing as many people as we have in the chat. We got over 200 in the chat. It's showing zero. Maybe it's moving too fast for it, for the widget here. But welcome to another season of Yankees baseball, another season of NYY Recaps. I'm here after pretty much every Yankees game. We wear this hat. It's called the fun hat after wins. I've been watching the Yankees since I was about 4 years old. I remember getting a jersey on my fourth birthday and a little Don Mattingly bat. So this is my 37th year watching Yankees baseball. And over those decades, almost four decades now, there have been two teams that I have despised more than any other. The early 2000s Red Sox, you know, with Schilling and Manny and Ortiz, and the Astros for about the last 9 years, since they beat up on Masahiro Tanaka in the wild card game back in 2015. So I woke up this morning pumped for opening day in enemy territory, psyched to see the new uniforms. If you missed the game, you can see it in the highlights. Yankees broke out some new road grays this year. They dropped the white piping from around the letters and on the sleeves and went with more of an old school look. Last time they had this style was 1973. So a lot of things to pay attention to in today's game. Obviously, the debut of Juan Soto, huge game for him. The return of Giancarlo Stanton, who was in the cleanup spot today. What year is it? Anthony Volpe reworking his swing. He had a great day, reworked his entire approach. Anthony Rizzo, all healed up from his concussion. He got drilled again with a pitch, and that was a close call, but seems to be okay. Aaron Judge in center field while we wait for the Martian to come back. The Yankees' debut of Alex Verdugo. So a lot to talk about. Obviously, no Gerrit Cole. In case you haven't been following this spring, he's out until at least June. Got placed on the 60-day IL today with nerve inflammation and edema. It's a fancy word for swelling in his pitching elbow. As Joe Girardi, who was on the broadcast, would say, it's not what you want. So the Yankees turn their hopes to Nestor Cortez Jr. And look, this opening day had a different feel. Because as Yankees fans, you know, it's always World Series, World Series, World Series or bust. But we missed the playoffs last year, 82-80. So baby steps. Let's try and focus on getting back to the postseason, putting together a fun team to watch again, and hope that we get hot in the playoffs and get some guys to step up. You know, guys like Brandon Pfaadt did, or Adolis Garcia did last year with the Diamondbacks or the Rangers, respectively. So game one is in the book. Let's talk about it.
All right, let's go. Let's get it going.
Already some super chats. Randy Cokewave says, Holmes came in 24 with the integrated drama system. It's a feature, not a bug. And he is he's going to be a heart attack in a minute, but he got the job done today thanks to a little help from Juan Soto, who made an excellent throw. Get a little sip of water here before we go through this, because there's a lot to get through from this game. So, you know, as they say in my favorite baseball movie, Major League, you can tell how the season's going to go sometimes from the first hitter of the year. At least that's the old baseball aphorism. Well, Gleyber Torres struck out in the leadoff spot, so take of that what you will. Juan Soto followed up with a walk. Get used to that. He had a couple of them today. But Aaron Judge bounced into a double play. And that was the story of the early part of the Yankees' day. Double plays in the first three in the first five innings, something like that. Altuve also struck out to begin the season, so Astros just as screwed as we are in the long run. Bounced back, though. They got three runs off of Nestor Cortez, who was nibbling. He was falling behind in counts. He kept leaving pitches out over the plate. Bullpen was warming up in the first inning on opening day. Nick Birdie was tossing in the pen. It is not, in fact, what you want. But as bad as that first inning was, you have to put it in perspective because Yoshinobu Yamamoto gave up five runs in his first inning against the Padres. Anthony Volpe got the Yankees' first hit of the season. He had a really great day. Line drive single up the middle. We could use a lot more of that this year. Verdugo followed up with a bloop single, his first hit as a Yankee. I think we're going to enjoy his contact approach. He also made a nice play. We'll talk about that. However, Jose Trevino, again, killed the rally, 6-4-3 double play. Yankees were just killing themselves with double plays early on. Speaking of 6-4-3 DP, I used to do a podcast with Pat Hennessy called 6-4-3 DP, you know, DP, Derek, Pat, whatever. He is having a self-inflicted, terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day today. I'll talk about that in a minute because as a fellow content creator and someone who knows Pat, I have some thoughts, but right now we got to get to this awesome Yankees win. Astros actually extended the lead to 4-0 on a home run by Jake Meyers in the second inning. Too many fat pitches over the plate early in the game. We call those meatballs. Time to stop throwing these f***ing meatballs. Hey, Scott Braun in the chat. Let's hear for Scott Braun of Foul Territory. Did a great podcast with him last night. Still worth watching. It was a season kickoff, but we talk about the whole year. Anyway, after Nestor Cortez served up that long ball, he actually settled down. He got 12 of the next 13 hitters. So he got into his rhythm. Maybe he was feeling the nerves right out of the gate, first opening day start. Maybe he didn't sleep well. Maybe he didn't warm up great. But he settled down, which is important, and he kept the Yankees in the game. He stopped the bleeding. Top four, Giancarlo Stanton picked up an infield single. Did not have that on my 2024 bingo card. Volpe drew a walk to load the bases for the Yankees again, but Verdugo bounced into a double play. And I was thinking at this point, oh my God. Just like last year, except we're getting people on base this time, we're still not scoring. Find ways not to score. But they turned it around. Fifth inning, Yankees loaded the bases again, this time for Mr. Juan Soto. First hit as a Yankee, first RBI as a Yankee. Yankees got another run when Anthony Rizzo got hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. That cut the lead to 4-2. And then I'm thinking, how bad is our luck with injuries? Because we've had already, you know, Judge had the ab thing. We lost Gerrit Cole. We're down Tommy Kahnle. And you're thinking, Rizzo's getting hit by a pitch already in the first game? Come on. But he stayed in the game. He looked okay. He picked up a hit after that. So I think he's going to be fine. They pulled it to within one. Volpe had another very good at-bat to walk with the bases loaded, looking much more comfortable at the dish. So they batted around in the fifth, but didn't quite come back. It was 4-3 at that point. Top six, Yankees tied it on one swing of the bat from the Wizard of Oswaldo. What a piece of hitting by Oswaldo. It looked like a cutter inside, and he pulls his hands in nicely. You know, he was hitting with Judge and with Torres all winter. Obviously, they recognize that he's got a lot of potential. He hits the ball very hard. When he first came up, he was hitting the ball well. We got another super chat, by the way. Appreciate that. It says, happy opening day. Sign Soto now. I agree. Give the man his money. Anyway, 99-mile-an-hour exit velocity, 381 feet, two hits in his first game of the season. Off to a much better start than he was in 2024. Or then he was in 2023, excuse me. You know, he had a hot spring last year, and then I feel like he cooled off right before the end of the season. This year, he was ice cold to begin spring training, started to heat up at the end. That's why when we saw Giancarlo hit three home runs a couple of weeks ago, I said, don't leave it in Tampa. You want to be hot at the right time. You want to build up going into the season. Anyway, really nice job from Oswaldo Cabrera today.
More of that, please.
More of that, please. Nestor Cortez was done after five innings. Honestly, not his best work. Too much nibbling. Too many pitches out over the plate. He did settle down. He was better in innings 3, 4, and 5. But overall, you have to say it was a tough day at the office.
It stinks.
Top seven, Judge doubled, and then Anthony Rizzo. Very nice piece of hitting, opposite field single. Volpe walked again to load the bases. Outstanding patience once again. And then the next batter was Verdugo, and he picked up a sac fly to put the Yankees out in front, 5-4. 988 people watching live. Go ahead and hit that like button. If you're new here, subscribe so you can take part in the chat. Loaiza came in to pitch. He gave up some hard hit balls, but Alex Verdugo saved him. There was a kind of a slicing line drive into the left center field gap, and he ran it down. So nice catch from Verdugo. Nice debut.
Yes.
Ian Hamilton did a great job in the eighth. Got out of the inning with a big 4-6-3 double play. More great defense in the top of the ninth. Clay Holmes was not good. Good start, but Juan Soto had to bail him out of trouble. So he got, I believe, got the first batter and then put two runners on, and then there was a base hit to right field, and Soto came up throwing, threw an absolute laser beam home to nail the runner. Really nice job from Mr. Juan Soto. That was the deciding play in the game. The Yankees hang on to win on opening day, hence the fun hat, 5-4.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
All right, so 1-0, on pace for 162-0. You'll take it. We got a nice big super chat here from Tim W., and I'll get to it in just a second. But first, we got to do what we love to do after a big win here. We got to hand out the belt. Legitimately tough decision in this one, and I actually changed it a few times. Originally, I had Volpe, you know, base hit, three walks, outstanding at-bats. Oswaldo, two hits, including a big home run, but Juan Soto, when he made that throw on top of his single and the RBI earlier in the game and the couple of walks, got to give the belt to my man Juan Soto. Let's hear it. Nice job, nice debut for Mr. Juan Soto. All right, so let's get to this super chat. Tim W. says, what a comeback. Feeling good. I am too. What a great, great comeback. But let's not kid ourselves. It is only opening day. You lose 3 out of 4 and we can all go back to being on suicide watch. But we won a game that I felt was a stolen win. When you're down 4-0 to a team like the Astros, a team that has one of the most loaded bullpens in Major League Baseball, and you come back to win, I mean, it's like the old aphorism in baseball. Every team's going to, you know, win 50 games. Every team's going to lose 50 games. It's what you do with the other 62 games that counts. This was one of the other 62, and the Yankees won against a very, very good team. Malachi Pat says, Soto starts and finishes it. Difference maker. Absolutely. And by the way, I'm glad Volpe had a good day because of the crap he had to put up with on social media today. Pat Hennessy, a lot of you know that Pat is getting destroyed on social media today. Foul territory was very rough on him, and rightfully so. He was a buffoon. In case you missed it, and as a content creator, this embarrasses the rest of us, and it embarrasses me, and it embarrasses me as a Yankees fan. The clip is out there. I recommend you go watch it on Foul Territory's Twitter feed rather than on Pat's channel, because they gave some nice commentary as to why it was out of line. But last year, after Volpe hit a home run for his first major league home run, after the game, he was giving an interview and he was smiling ear to ear, and Pat criticized him and said, you know, smiling after a Yankee loss is not what you want. Don't want to see it, whatever. Bad look. And I thought it was a dumb take at the time. and I still think it's a dumb take, but getting destroyed by Marcus Stroman, among others, immediately after that tweet was apparently not enough for him. He printed it out and he took it to an autograph signing for Anthony Volpe and tried to get him to sign it. Volpe, to his credit, refused multiple times and left Pat empty-handed. Pat asked about six or seven times, hey, can you sign him? And they kept saying no. But Volpe said, I'll sign something else for you. You know, he was very classy. But in my opinion, there's a line between playing the heel and acting like the villain on social media to get engagement and just being rude. And Patrick, in this instance, was just rude. It was bereft of class. It was embarrassing to Anthony Volpe. And as I said, embarrassing to the Yankees fan base. And I have to say, as somebody, I consider Pat my friend. And I want to say to Pat, if you're watching, do better. Why be a troll when you can add something beautiful to the conversation? You know, he used to have a podcast where he attempted to do things in the right way, in a way that was befitting of the New York Yankees as a fan base. And this was not that, and it makes us look bad. So Volpe's response was classy. I believe Volpe is actually younger than Pat, but he showed more maturity in this instance, so I want to give him a round of applause. Do better, Pat. I know you have it in you. I know you have it in you. Do better in this instance. So let's take a look at the box score from today. The Yankees actually got out hit 13-8. Astros still have a very, very dynamic offense. You see Altuve 1-for-5, Alvarez 2-for-5, Tucker 1-for-4, Bregman 1-for-4, 3 hits from Diaz. I mean, they can hit up and down that lineup. Peña 2-for-4. But the Yankees also drew a ton of walks, and I think they're going to draw so many walks this year. 3 walks from Volpe, 2 walks from Soto, walks to Torres, Judge, Rizzo, and Trevino, excuse me. And I mean, you also get 8 hits. That's a hell of an offense right there. Also, shut down bullpen, I guess, in the run category. Usually they get more swings and misses, just 2 strikeouts in 4 relief innings. But Loaisiga pitched well, 2 scoreless innings. He's going to be the new Michael King this year. 4 hits allowed. Ian Hamilton had the slambio working in full effect. And Clay Holmes, despite giving up 3 hits and having a 3 whip after 1 game, gets it done. And the Yankees win. So let's get your reactions. Nathan Dorado says, Cabrera on pace to hit 162 home runs. It's my favorite joke of opening day, except when someone hits 2 and they're on pace for 324 home runs. Christian Javier tomorrow. My favorite thing about Christian Javier is how Jason Dominguez hit that home run off of him last season. Because Christian Javier absolutely kills us. He was part of that no-hitter, that combined no-hitter that the Astros threw at us a couple of years ago. The fact that Dominguez came up, and you guys are going to learn, if you're new here, I am a Dominguez stan, a certified Dominguez stan. I have a poster of him since he was in the minor leagues. Most I've wanted a prospect to succeed since maybe Phil Hughes. And Phil Hughes didn't really do a ton with the Yankees, but was a top prospect for a bit. But came up out of nowhere and ambushed Christian Javier. So that's my favorite Christian Javier memory, and it's one of my only good ones. Nathan also says Yankees on pace for 162-0. And, hey, look, you're a smart guy.
My quantitative, my math specialist.
Go ahead and subscribe if you're having a good time. We try and have a good time after every Yankees game, win or lose. You know, when they lose, we can rant together. We can have a little bit of a group therapy. When they win, we give out the belt. We take your comments. We show highlights. Let's go ahead and watch the highlights of this game together before we close it out tonight. Opening day comes but once a year. You see Nestor Cortez working with the cutter to Altuve for a strikeout. This was the line drive up the middle, base hit. That brought in 2, put the Yankees in an early hole. And he was just throwing meatballs right down the middle, 93. I mean, that has to get hit hard somewhere, right? I mean, you have to hit that pitch hard. This one actually inside off the plate, but he pulls his hands in and golfs it out. Here's the tomahawk single from Juan Soto, line drive to bring in a run. He was amped. I was amped. And what a beautiful level swing that is. Been a long time since we've seen something like that with the Yankees from the left side. Rizzo getting hit with the pitch there. I almost had a heart attack. Volpe taking another very close pitch to walk, drive, and run. Here was the hard shot by Alvarez and a nice play. You see Nestor slide on one knee and tag first base. Excellent athletic play. You wouldn't think it to look at him, but he's very athletic. Down and into lefties, what do we always say? Danger zone, baby. That tied the game. Oswaldo Cabrera looking good. He looks like Sid from Ice Age. You see the StatCast numbers, 99.6 mile an hour exit velocity, 381 feet. Judge getting his first double of the year, first hit of the year. A hanging slider, and he turns on it, coasts into second base. Then later on, line drive, base hit from Rizzo. Been a long time since we've seen him on time and looking this good. A little later on, this is the sac fly to put the Yankees out in front, 5-4. That was the deciding run, but we will watch the big double play here from Ian Hamilton. See Volpe with the nice strong throw. His arm looks pretty good this year. And then here's the base hit to right. And Juan Soto, it doesn't look like he's throwing it that hard, but it is. And it's a one-hop, perfect, accurate throw. And the Yankees take game one. Let's take a few more comments and wrap it up.
I gotta get out of here.
Over 1,250 in the chat.
You gotta go.
Explaining the challenge system. Now, the Astros had basically a free challenge. They hadn't used it. You might as well take a shot. And honestly, if they had overturned it, I would have said it was bullshit, but it's not one of those things where it would have been a huge controversy in the league because he barely got him. So it was very, very close. But not enough evidence to overturn things. I think the Yankees are going to try and at least take 3 out of 4 in this series before they punt with a lineup in game four like they always do. I feel good about the way this team is coming out of the gate. Luckily, we avoid Verlander, who seems to have the invincibility juice whenever he pitches against us, no matter how old he is. So let's hope the Yankees can win this series. It's tough to win a 4-game series, but it can be done. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining. Like and subscribe. Thank you to Scott, who says that Rodon is going to have either a 3 ERA or a 6, and I 100% agree with that.
I wholeheartedly agree.
But we will talk to you tomorrow. Yankees got a game. It's on Apple TV. I'm going to try and watch it on my Vision Pro. I call it my magic hat. It's my second one. I had one. I traded it back in. I had remorse about trading it back in. I got a new one. I love it. But the sound is awesome and the picture is amazing. So I'm going to try and watch this game on Apple TV tomorrow night on the Magic Hat. But I will be back after the game, after every game, pretty much all season long. We might miss one or two. We got Terrence joining us as a co-host on West Coast Games. He'll be back on again on Wednesday, I believe, the 3rd of the last game in Arizona. So Yanks win this one, and I'll see you next time.